Hi, I'm Kevin O'Connor, and this is my commentary brought to you by Gun Corps. Some events make it to the history books, some events become TV movies of the week, and some go on to be full-blown and actually really good motion pictures.
Hey, we've got a problem here.
This is Houston. Say again, please.
Houston, we have a problem.
Apollo 13 was the seventh manned mission in the American Apollo space program and the third intended to land on the moon. The craft was launched on April the 11th in 1970 at 1:13, which, by the way, military time is 13:13. But when the service module oxygen tank exploded 2 days later, the moon was out of the picture.
I think every controller at that time recognized we're not going to the moon, but also it's going to be tough, damn tough, to get the crew of Apollo 13 home.
Despite great hardship caused by limited power and, of course, the loss of the oxygen.
It looks to me, looking out the hatch, that we are venting something. We are venting something out into space.
Roger, we copy your venting.
The crew returned safely to Earth.
1 minute and 27 seconds after we should have heard from the crew, we get a ray of hope.
Odyssey, Houston, standing by, over.
Okay, we read you, Jack.
The flight was commanded by James A. Lovell, with Jack Swaggart as the command module pilot and Fred Hayes as the lunar module pilot. And as you may have seen in the movie, Swaggart was later replaced for the original command module pilot by Ken Mattingly, who was grounded by the flight surgeon after he was exposed to measles. And it all happened on this day, April 17th, 1970.
When that spacecraft splashed out and water came over the windows, I said, hey, we're home.
And that's my commentary brought to you by Gun Corps. Owned by two recent Marine Corps veterans, Gun Corps is located just off Old College behind J. Cody's and Chicken Oil. Check them out online, too, at gun-corps.com. I'm Kevin O'Connor. Thank you so much for listening.